This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Ezekiel chapter 29, Leroy challenges our tendency to trust in gimmicks and not God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, I saw an ad for a cassette tape series that promised to dramatically improve my memory in just a few hours. It sounded intriguing, but I can tell you for sure that it's going to take more time and effort than that to dramatically improve my memory. But our mailboxes are filled with ads like that because people are interested in the quick fix and the overnight miracle. People have always been interested in that sort of thing. Many times in the history of ancient Israel, we see them turning to Egypt for security instead of turning to God. Israel seemed to admire the power of Egypt as a nation. But through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord clearly declared just where the power lay. In Ezekiel 29, verses 6 and 7, God said to Egypt, "You have been a staff of reed for the house of Israel. When they grasped you with their hands, you splintered, and you tore open their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke, and their backs were wrenched." The Lord's warning is plain. Power does not lie with Egypt, but with God. If God's people are looking for a strong ally to protect them from their enemies, they should not look to Egypt, but God Himself. Christian, you and I need the same warning today. All too often, we look to second causes for what we need to carry out God's work. We seem to be attracted by the promise of gimmicks or programs and schemes, just as God's people were attracted to the power of Egypt many years ago. Recently, I saw a newspaper article with the headline, "Ad Campaign Resurrects Dying Church." It told how a church in the Midwest had increased its attendance through a $140,000 advertising campaign. Now, I don't have any problem with inviting people to church or spending money to do it. But I find myself needing the wisdom of God in our world where Christians often turn to Madison Avenue instead of to God Himself. I need to be reminded that the latest book or tape or method will not equip me to witness for Christ. It is first and foremost my personal fellowship with the Lord. Without that, nothing counts. Through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord warned all His people, including us, "Don't look to Egypt, look to Me." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet, Going On with Christ, is a tool you can use to help a friend grow in daily discipleship. We'd like to send you a free copy. This classic booklet is filled with practical help in Christian living. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, what's the biggest thing you've asked God for today? Our passage is Ezekiel chapters 33 through 36 on Daily Discipleship.